Welcome back to Web3. I'm Jimmy, that's Jane, and that is Fox, as always. And today, we're on location at the Bowery Showroom, and got some technical difficulties. Give us a second. We'll get there. All good. We're joined by two very special guests in Matt and Tarver. Matt, let's start with you. Introduce yourself. Where are we? Who are you? What are we doing?
What's up, guys? My name is Matt. I'm the owner of Bowery Showroom. We're on 57 Stanton Street in the Lower East Side in New York. This is a concept store, but it's also a content house. It's a cultural hub. It's a lounge. Anything that we really want it to be for this new generation. And it's a new take on what it means to be a retail store. And today we're here with my boy Tarver. You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah. What's up, guys? I'm Tarver. I'm a marketing intern here at Bowery Showroom. I joined last week, so this is it's getting really fast for me.
That's great. We're happy to be here. Thanks for having us. Jane, you want to kick things off?
Yeah, for sure. So when we started this podcast, our vision was we want to focus on the intersection of culture, crypto, and cannabis. And we walked into Bowery Showroom and we're like, this is everything. You have all three of those boxes. You guys are a hub for culture with streetwear. Mm-hmm. So I guess I wanted to know your opinion. Like, how do you think those three topics merge together?
Starting with cannabis, right? Like, it's a controversial kind of industry right now because, you know, the whole time people have been locked up for it, right? Generally something that, you know, right now everybody uses and it's a little bit more casual, but back then it definitely wasn't. And so I think it's definitely important to address that first when now, you know, cannabis sales, when your business can be on the books now versus, you know, 10, 20 years ago, you could get in a lot of trouble for it, right? It's definitely a huge subject right now because it's, you know, now it's like the Wild West for in terms of business. Like everybody wants to open a dispensary now. Right. You know, everybody wants to start their own weed strains and their own weed brands in some way. And then with fashion and streetwear, you know, streetwear itself is super intertwined with culture, right? It's not just clothes. It's there's stories behind it. That's why, you know, at Bowery Showroom, we make sure that we're addressing all of those things, but also making it inclusive as well. So, you know, with streetwear in the past, especially in New York, like you would go into stores and sometimes you would be a little bit intimidated by like the staff just like, you know, like the vibe itself.
Cool enough to be there, bro.
Exactly. And so like we wanted to change that for this new generation. But then also addressing that, like, you know, not everything is all fun and games either, right? You do have to kind of like understand that you're part of a larger culture that other people have created and have put in blood, sweat, and tears to allow us to be in this position.
I love that. And I was also wondering something else that I was talking to you about earlier was sort of like how we see, you know, streetwear show up in the metaverse. And are you working on any wearables at all, or does that interest you? And have you seen, you know, some brands represented here that how are they showing up in Web3 culture right now?
Yeah, for sure. Like one of our bigger projects now is to get the local artists involved into the Web3 and metaverse space, right? And so like we can be the bridge between the artists and the creatives that might not understand the technical side of things, right? And then you got the people who are like the developers and the people who are actually in the investing space that want to reach that community, but they don't know how to speak to each other. And so like that's where we can kind of come in, and we can kind of like host an in real life event, right? Where, for example, like we get a bunch of Air Forces for a bunch of like designers that like are working with us.
Yeah.
And we can have a competition where they're like painting it or doing whatever they want to do to customize it. And then we can get a digital artist to maybe digitize the art, and then we can put it on like OpenSea or something like that. And so like the tangible asset can be linked to the digital asset. And so the creatives themselves, or even the purchasers who are new to the space, can feel like, okay, like, you know, because a big problem about the NFT space for like the average person is like, okay, this is a JPEG. I can copy and paste it, right? It's not something I can physically feel. And so that's kind of an idea that we had where we can kind of intertwine both. And then another thing is too, before we open up the space, we actually 3D rendered the entire space. And then to kind of like lay out everything. And then we still
on your sim shit.
Yeah, exactly. So like we still have that that design of like the entire store and how it was going to look before we were going to open it. And then we can make that
a metaverse in itself, where we can make that an NFT into a metaverse, where you can like physically maybe go into here, the Bowery showroom, right? Like in VR, and then you can like somehow like look through the items and purchase a digital asset for like a little bit of ETH or something like that. And then maybe you can get the clothes itself or whatever it is.
You get that for your avatar for your real person as well and get it delivered too.
Exactly. So those are definitely things that are in our future for sure. I think the most important thing is just making sure that the average person understands what this all is going to end up being.
So I want to ask you in that sense, because a lot of like crypto and Web3 is about giving power back to the creator, right? Or to the community, to the people. If you look at trends in fashion and like crypto and all the rest, little brands are what are creating the waves, right? These small, like super hyped brands. So why is that? And why is Bowery able to succeed? And like, what's your message to bigger brands that are struggling to find that little bit of like that high momentum, but small density of like really interested people?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to like authenticity, right? Like the bigger you are, the more bureaucratic it becomes, the more corporate it becomes. There's a lot of red tape that you have to kind of go around to even get anything approved, right? For us, we're completely authentic. We're smaller and we're actually underground, so we can move faster. And I think that that is one of our strengths, you know, like, so being able to have speed in the game and authenticity.
Yeah, it's like, it's really important now to find like a niche, like a loyal group, because you can have like it's like Instagram. It's like you have a million followers, but a lot of these big people are only getting like 10,000 likes on a post. Like that's terrible engagement. But like you see like smaller places like us, like we get crazy engagement on our content, like way bigger than like store, like some stores around here have like a huge following, but we get way bigger engagement, we get a more like a bigger turnout, and that's literally we have lines like wrapped around the store, and that's really, you're not really gonna see that a lot of like places, like big brands anymore, like unless there's like a huge like exclusive like drop or whatever that they say is exclusive, you're not gonna see it. But like we have stuff like that every weekend. We got lines like wrapped around the store. So
yeah, I mean, it just speaks to the power of like the people, right? Like they're gonna want what they want. So if you can give them what they want, it's gonna work out.
Exactly.
In general, right? Like these big brands, they kind of were king because that's the only way people could shop, right? Like you had to be in a major store, or you know, to even have a website, it was super unaffordable. But like, do you think the future is a lot more like decentralization of fashion in general? Like there will be a lot smaller brands who actually are able to sell to their market rather than like a big brand like Nike sort of like owning, you know, footwear?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, TikTok is kind of doing that, right? Mm-hmm. So you can, if you're an, if you tell your story as like a brand owner and you show the behind the scenes on what it takes to build your own brand, and you're like 16 years old, for example, you're going to get a lot of people who are going to support you that are 16 years old because they see themselves in you and you become more relatable. And so it is democratizing a lot of that, because what's happening is we don't have to go through these like larger kind of like media outlets, right? You don't have to go through television anymore or pay for like pay millions of dollars for like a Super Bowl commercial or like a billboard. You can post for free on TikTok and reach more people than an NBC segment.
It's the funniest thing when a company comes into like a TikTok too and they're like, how do we go viral? It's like,
I know.
I work with content.
I work with so many clients and they're like, here's this ad. Do you think we'll go viral on TikTok? It's like, no, people don't want to be marketed to. And I think that's such a generational shift that you guys clearly have captured that so many people don't.
Before we head out, you want to hit us with the wisdom of the day, Matt, and then Tarver?
Wisdom of the day, I would say the best time to start was yesterday.
Boom.
And the second best time to start is today.
Love it.
Speaking quotes.
I remember the days I was like, had 1,000 views, like a couple thousand followers. I remember I went to sleep one day with 5,000 followers, woke up to like 35K, and it just like jumped off from there. So stay consistent and just be authentic, be yourself. It'll come.
Consistency is definitely key.
That was great. Shout outs to Matt and Tarver at the Bowery Showroom. It was a great time. Jane, you got anything to say?
Check out Fox's little polo bear t-shirt. He stole it from, where's the bear that you're sitting behind?
Now he's naked.
Great. But Fox deserves it more. That's it. That's beautiful. My words of wisdom for the day. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you next time.